Chazal tell us that the Yom Tov of Shavuos is a Yom Hadin. It's a Yom Hadin al Peira Se'ilon. The Shlach Kodesh says that Peira Se'ilon doesn't just mean the physical peiros that grow on trees. Rather, Peira Se'ilon is the Torah that we learn. The Torah is called an Eitz Chaim, and the Torah that we learn is the peiros of the Ilon. What is this din about the Torah that we learn? So it says in many Sfarim, and that's the way I heard it from the Mashkiach Rav Volbe Zatzal, that it's a Yom HaDin because on the Yom Tov of Shavuos it's decided how much Torah will be zeichet to in the coming year. How much Torah, how much Siyata Deshmaya in our Torah will be zeichet to in the coming year. That's the inyan of the Yom HaDin of Peira Se'ilon of Torah on Chag HaShavuos. I looked in the Shlah inside, and in the Sefer HaShlah, Taka says that it's a Yom HaDin al HaTorah, but the Lashon that it says over there, that it's a Yom HaDin al Bitula Shel Torah. On this day we'll be judged on the Torah that we were Chas V'Shalom Mevatel from. That sounds like a different idea that it says in many Svarim, and Rav Volbe said B'Shem the Shlah, that it's a Yom HaDin on the future, how much Torah will be Zeichah to. Rather, it says it's a Yom HaDin on the Avera of Bittul Torah. However, the way that it says in the Shlah that it's an Yom HaDin on the Bittul Torah is really hard to understand, because on all Averas and all mitzvahs that weren't Niskayim properly, we already have a Yom HaDin. A Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So why would Bittul Torah not be a part of that Yom HaDin, together with all the Averas and Mitzvahs that we have to be judged for? Why would we need a special Yom HaDin on Shavuos for the Avera of Bittul Torah? And not only that, if it's really a Yom HaDin on the Inyan of Bittul Torah, and we all know that the Avera of Bittul Torah is the worst, just like Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is keneged kulam, the Avera of Bittul Torah Chas V'Shalom is also keneged kulam. So we would expect that the atmosphere on Chag HaShavuos should be one of a Yom HaDin, of being worried and concerned and doing tshuva about our Averas. And we don't find that that's the Avodah of Shavuos, to be scared and worry and do tshuva. And we find just the opposite, that the Yom Tov of Shavuos is a time of extreme simcha. The Gemara says that even l'fi the shita that holds, we don't have to be mesameach and have a suda on other yomim tovim. L'kula yalma batzeras b'inam lachem. Everyone holds that on the Yom Tov of Shavuos you must have a suda and be mesameach. In the Sefer Maaser Rav of the Hanogas of the Gra, it says that the Gra was mesameach on Shavuos more than any other yomim tovim. And he was mayrich in his suda on Chag HaShavuos by day, extremely long, all the way till shkia, all the way till the night. Extreme expression of simcha. If it was a Yom HaDin on Bittul Torah, wouldn't it be a time of worry, of pachad, like the Yom HaDin on all other averas and mitzvahs? Why would there be this atmosphere of simcha and excitement on Chag HaShavuos? To understand this inyan, we first have to understand what is Bittul Torah? What is the terrible Avera of Bittul Torah? Everyone commonly refers to Bittul Torah is when there's a time that I'm supposed to be learning, and instead, I don't learn, and I sit and schmooze with somebody, or I waste my time with something else. That's Bittul Torah. That's, of course, the most simple understanding of the inyan of Bittul Torah. But it's possible that the inyan of Bittul Torah is much deeper. We're learning now in Yeshiva Masechtas Pesachim, and we're dealing a lot with the inyan of Bittul Chametz. Also a lashon of Bittul. What's Bittul Chametz? Rashi says Bittul Chametz means that it's masich daite minei. It's not on his mind. Umashvile ka'afra. That he treats the chametz like nothing, like afra da'ara. That's the inyan of Bittul. In my mind, this has no chashivas of food. In my mind, it's just afra da'ara. Possibly, that's the avla of Bittul Torah. Besides the fact that there was a moment of learning, there were minutes of learning that should have been done. Instead, you wasted it for something else, which is in and of itself a problem. But there's more. The inyan of Bittul Torah means that I'm not machshav the Torah. If a person is sitting and learning, and he understands what Torah is, like the Gemara says, yikara hi mipninim, it's the most valuable asset possible. So, of course he wouldn't stop learning. He's in the middle of making millions right now. No one could disturb him, no one could bother him with anything else. If a person stops learning when he's supposed to be learning, it's a sign of maybe chas v'shalom, bittul Torah. Bittul Torah as in terms of bittul chametz, where he's not machshavit. He's chas v'shalom mashvile ka'afra. So what's the difference if I learn a few minutes extra or mevatel a few minutes extra? Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's anyway just ka'afra. That's the real avla of bittul Torah. Bittul Torah is, besides the moments of Torah that were lost, bittul Torah shows our attitude that we're not machshiv the Torah enough. That's the inyan of bittul Torah. With this understanding of bittul Torah really goes much further than stopping to learn when you were supposed to learn and missing those few minutes or those time of learning. Bittul Torah could go much further. For example, another example of bittul Torah. If a person walks in to a Beis Medrash, into a yeshiva, and he sees some anonymous person sitting there learning, he doesn't look so special, he looks plain, and he's just sitting and learning every day. He's sitting and learning another daf after another daf, another sugya after another sugya. He's not famous, he's not a big speaker, he's not well known. He's just sitting there, learning and learning, not affecting, apparently, so many people around him. He's just sitting and learning with himself, sitting and learning with his chavrusa. If someone observes this, sometimes it could be like a thought could enter his heart. What's he doing anyway? Sach HaKol is sitting over there in his corner. He's not giving big speeches. He's not being mashpia on people. He's not doing chesed. What's he doing already? Sometimes that thought, that outlook, could creep into someone's heart, into someone's mind. Possibly that's also bittul Torah. If a person would be machshiv the Torah properly, he'll realize that this unassuming person, he's doing the most chashuv a thing. He's keeping Klal Yisrael going. He's keeping the world going. This is the most chashuv a thing in the eyes of Hashem. But sometimes, because it's a little bit unassuming, and it's not so famous, and it's not so exciting to on the outside, so people will like, look, like, Maya Hanu Le'Rabbanon. What is this doing already? What's he accomplishing already? He's just sitting and learning. In our interpretation of Bittul Torah, that's also Bittul Torah. We're not being machshiv the Torah for what it is. We're not machshiv the godless and the importance and the effect and the hashpah of Torah that it has all over. It's also a possible form of bittul Torah, like bittul chametz, that I'm not machshiv, I'm machshivi like afra. There could be other examples of bittul Torah. If you have a person that when it comes to his gashmius needs, he goes all out, he'll never cut a corner, and he'll spend whatever type of money and effort that's necessary, that everything should be just right and just perfect. Okay, but when it comes sometimes to ruchnius and to Torah, he might end up saying, I'm yoytze like this. I could cut some corners. As long as I'm yoytze, I don't have to go all the way out. Such a person also technically could be guilty of this idea of bittul Torah. Where are you putting your efforts? In other inyanim where you're so makpeh that everything should be just perfect, you go all out. When it comes to Torah, you're cutting corners. That's a sign of bittul Torah, that you're not machshav the Torah, that you're mashvile ka'afra. So possibly, when it says in the Shlach Kodesh that Shavuos is a yom hadin on bittul Torah, maybe the Shlach doesn't mean on the aveira of bittul Torah. We're not being judged for the Aveira of Bittul Torah. All our Aveiras, all our mitzvahs, we're judged for all that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And included in all those mitzvahs and Aveiras is also Bittul Torah. What's the din, the Yom HaDin of Bittul Torah that the Shla says on Chag HaShavuos? On Shavuos we're judged, how much are we machshiv the Torah? Not the Aveira Shabbai. How important is the Torah to us? Are we mevatel chas v'shalom the Torah? And mashvilei ka'afra? Mesiach daite mineyu mashvilei ka'afra? Or are we very machshiv the Torah? The Torah is chashiv beineinu. It's yekarah mipninim. That's the yoyim hadin of Bittul Torah on Chag HaShavuos. The question is, what do we need such a yoyim hadin for? If we already have the Yom HaDin for the Aveira of Bittul Torah, what's a special day of judging just objectively? How choshev is the Torah in my eyes? Is it Ka'afra? Is it Kepninim? What's the purpose of that din? That's what Rabbi Seinu taught us. The purpose of that is because that will be the deciding factor how much Torah was zaycha to. If there's a person who very, very much wants to give someone else a certain matana, he wants to give him a present, but he knows that the receiver of this present is not going to appreciate it. He won't value it. He won't appreciate what he got. He'll think twice before he gives it. I'd rather give this present to someone who appreciates it. The same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing and ready to give Torah. But to who? Someone who values the Torah. Someone who's mevatel the Torah, chas v'shalom, mashvilei ka'afra, he's not going to be zoicha to this kabbalas ha-Torah again. Why? He's anyway mashvilei ka'afra. But someone who treats it and realizes the importance of yikarehi mipninim, then he'll be zoicha to a lot of siyata d'shmaya and a great kabbalah and matan Torah. So that's the pshat. It's a yom hadin on Bittul Torah, but it's not a yom hadin on the avera of Bittul Torah. It's a yom hadin on my state of mind. How much am I machshiv of the Torah? And the nafkamina of that is how much Torah I'll be zoicha to receive. That's possibly the reason why on Shavuos there's an inyan of simcha. Shavuos is yom matan Torah. Shouldn't we spend the whole Shavuos learning? We do spend the whole night learning. But there's also a big inyan of simcha. The Gra was mayrach a whole day in the Suda and the Simcha of Shavuos. Shouldn't we spend any free moment learning? What's the whole inyan of showing the simcha? Possibly the inyan of simcha is like we're saying. The inyan of simcha and going all out in the Simcha of Shavuos is also a sign of what we're machshiv. When a person is zoicha to make a chasana, to make a wedding for his children, he doesn't just serve a few crackers and herring and a little piece of cake. He makes a big, beautiful suda with courses and waiters, a beautiful suda with the finest of foods. Why? Because he's machshiv. If you just serve just a few crackers and cakes by a wedding, it shows that you don't value what a chasana is. If you go all out, and you want to make sure to serve and be mesameach in a very extreme way, that shows the chashivas that you have to what's going on over here. That's the pshat. The simcha on Shavuos is not just a simcha because we got the Torah, that too. But the simcha on Shavuos is to show our chashivas for this day. How we're machsh of the Torah. The opposite of the bittul Torah is the chashivas that we show. When we show our excitement and our simcha for receiving the Torah, that itself is a schus for this Yom HaDin. We show that we're not being mevatel the Torah, we're not machshiv like afra. Why are we making such a day? Why are we making such a simcha? That shows our chashivus and how much we value the Torah. And with that, we're zoicha to this din of how much Torah will be zoicha to receive. So these are the thoughts that we have to have as we go into this Yom Tov of Shavuos. We have to value the Torah. Not chas v'shalom to be in a frame of mind of bittul Torah. It's anyway not so chashev. It's not so fancy. It's not so glorious. Every word of Torah, every limud of Torah, every young man who's learning Torah, every person who's learning Torah is yekarah mipninim. Let's not be mevatel this ka'afra da'ara like bittul chametz. Let's bear in mind the chashivus and the simcha awaiting Yom Matan Torah.